Welcome to Coffee and Cleavage.
Hey guys. Well, another wonderful week here.
Yes, in right. Sunny California. Mm-hmm. Actually super sweaty right now.
Yeah. It's definitely a lot warmer here than it is up north.
Oh, it is. It's like, I don't know, in the 70s, which is not really hot, but hey, it's January.
Yeah, it's January. We're spoiled in California. So we have actually been listening to you guys. We've been looking at all the comments, and someone actually said, from a female point of view, how do you get out of the friend zone? So we thought a lot of guys probably wonder that, and this would be a great topic for today.
Absolutely. So what is the friend zone?
What is the friend zone?
Mystery. Unknown. A shoulder.
Mm-hmm. You kind of maybe feel like you're their bitch.
I honestly have had that thought before. It's like somebody who's a friend, maybe even fills in more roles than just a friend. Like maybe they help you do stuff. They're always there for you. Mm-hmm. You know, that person, or sorry, you as the friend person being friend zoned, you are always doing things for them. You're being the person to listen to when they have relationship problems, mm-hmm. or questions, advice, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a BFF of the opposite sex.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or the same, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or the same.
Or the same.
I mean, that's true. But I mean, people always wonder, well, if you start developing feelings and you're wondering if they have mutual feelings toward you and you want to get out of that friend zone.
What do you do?
Yeah. Well, you should definitely start by feeling it out first. Absolutely. Feel out the situation. Pay attention to them. You know, because you don't want to get rejected if you make a move.
Nobody wants to get rejected. Maybe that's why people are in the friend zone to begin with.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like a lot of people do feel more comfortable getting into friendships than relationships.
Yeah.
Which, is that a good way to test out for a possible relationship? Or is it better to get into a relationship and become friends?
That's a good question, because I think it can work either way.
Yeah, I think it can too. And a lot of people think like, oh, once you're in the friend zone, like you're fucked. You can't get out of the friend zone. You
but
know?
You can.
But you can.
You can.
You absolutely can.
Yeah, it's not impossible.
No, it just takes a little more work. And like you said, like being aware, paying attention to body language.
Yes.
Things that they say.
Yeah.
How they say it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you could, if you want to just test the waters right away, cut out the bullshit, you could, and I would see how this would work, honestly. Okay, let's just say that the friend that you have is, I don't know, you know, she's obviously attractive, there's like, you have feelings for her, but you start talking about another hot girl in front of her.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm, yep. Start talking about another hot girl in front of her. And even show her a picture, or you could just make something up if you're trying to test it out.
Yeah. So I met this girl the other day, and she was smoking hot, and I'm thinking about asking her on a date, but I'm nervous. Like, how should I approach the conversation? You can even do that.
Yeah.
You can even try to get advice
on it. Yes. And right there, seeing her body language, seeing how she reacts, that will tell you if she has feelings toward you.
Yeah. If I'm super into somebody, I am probably not going to be like, oh yeah, this is exactly what you should do, and oh yeah, you know,
yeah,
she's really hot, like,
yeah,
you know, asking for details. If you're really into somebody as well, you're not going to want to.
No, you're going to be like, eh, she's okay, you know. she might show a little bit of that jealousy, and right there, that will tell you right away, okay, you can now work on really getting out of the friend zone, because you know she has mutual feelings.
Yeah, you know? Or you could be, I feel like there's so many ways to go about it. You could kind of be like a little more detective, feel it out, get responses, or you could be more direct and just ask her if she wants to go on a date.
Oh, or that's him. A good one. That's a really good one.
Yeah. Just feel it out.
Yeah.
Like, hey, would you want to go out sometime? And she might be like, as friends? And clearly you're going to be like, no, like a date.
Yeah.
You know, and their reaction right there is going to say so much.
It is. you know, especially if she's going to kind of wonder, like, okay, you know, like, well, we going to just kind of go Dutch or we just sprint, you know what I mean?
Yeah, what kind of date is this?
Yeah, you can keep it casual, too. Doesn't have to be
anything
crazy.
I like the idea of casual. Like, mm-hmm. if you've already been friends with somebody for a while and there is any type of interest on either side, just test it out.
Yeah.
See how it feels.
Yeah, exactly.
And people can give mixed signals.
Oh, yes. And that's the hard thing about this. I feel like this is the thing that guys always wonder is, you know, because girls especially are so good at getting mixed signals. Or giving mixed signals, I mean. Getting mixed signals.
Hey, I've got my fair share of mixed signals.
Well, as a woman, have you ever been friend-zoned, would you say?
I would say not as a woman, but as a younger version of me, yeah. Yes. You know, like school-aged me, definitely got friend-zoned on more than one occasion.
Well, that makes sense, though, if you're younger, you know what I mean?
Young, kind of more... and I feel like I was more of a tomboy when I was younger, so I had a lot of male friends, mm-hmm. and they always talked to me about the girls that they liked and their girlfriends, mm-hmm. and I was just kind of, you know,
yeah,
one of the boys who got overlooked.
Okay, I could see how that would be. Yeah, yeah, if you're like kind of a tomboy and hanging out with all the guys.
Yeah, you just don't
get... They look at you like you're one of the guys, you know?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. That was sad.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember feeling just too afraid to say something because of rejection, which I think at the end of the day is why people stay in the friend zone.
They do, and they don't want a chance messing up that friendship.
That is hard. You have to, I feel like at the end of the day, you have to think about it and weigh the risks. Like, what's the worst case scenario?
Mm-hmm.
And are you okay with the worst case scenario? Are you mm-hmm. okay with this person not wanting to be friends with you anymore? Things being weird?
Yes.
Do you still want to be friends with them if they don't want a relationship with you? Is that like pending? Like you don't want to be friends anymore. You only want a relationship. It's so you kind of have to like weigh, you know, the pros and cons and decide like, is this something that I can live with?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because you are taking a risk. You're taking a chance of, like you said, of shit either getting really weird or, you know, no one likes to be rejected ever. It hurts.
No, nobody likes to be rejected.
No.
But if you want something and you have strong feelings, I feel like it's better to be honest about that
mm-hmm.
and yep. at least explore it. Even if it doesn't work out, then you know.
Then you know. Then you can, you know, maybe you will decide, well, you'll meet someone else anyways, and maybe that person will still remain a dear friend to you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, there's nothing wrong with risking, I guess. Just fill out the situation. I vote for the talking about a hot chick or showing her a picture, though, right away.
Yeah.
If you just want to see if you feel like you're getting these mixed signals. Because as women, we are so good at being nice.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that we're kind of taught to be nice.
Yeah.
You know, just through society. And it's like, always be nice. Like, be thankful. Don't, you know, don't turn somebody down if they give you a compliment. Like, accept a compliment. You know, say thank you. Smile.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. So, it's hard if somebody's like, oh, like, you look really hot today. Your friend says that. Like, imagine, like, here, I'm a guy, and I'm like, hey, Lenny, you look really hot today.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, see? And she smiled at me.
Yeah. You might go, oh, shit,
oh, I might think, like, oh, she likes me because she accepted my compliment,
mm-hmm.
you know? But I don't know. I am a nice person. If somebody gives me a compliment, I'm not going to be like, fuck off, asshole. Like, who says that? I'm going to be like, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. But I feel like being nice, us being nice sometimes, that can be taken as... Oh, shit. I think she kind of likes me, you know?
Or, it's hard to feel out how mm-hmm. other people feel.
It is, yeah.
You know, and likewise, like, have you ever given a guy a compliment and felt a certain way when he responded?
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, oh, hey, look, you look really great today. And they're like, thanks, you know? And you're like, oh, did that mean that he likes me? I mean, maybe, like, you know, girls definitely get friend-zoned too.
Yes, and you guys might not think so, but I mean, well, unless you're like the guy that has friend zoned someone.
Yeah, it does.
A lot of guys probably think, oh, girls don't ever have to worry about that. But no, there are actually, what we were reading an article, and yeah. It was giving girls advice of how to get out of the friend mm-hmm. zone. And what was it? It was like,
oh, the number one hero. Advice was like, enact his hero response.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. like let him feel like, he is your hero, or yeah. that he's helping you, or for lack of a better term, saving you, which I, you know, as a more modern woman myself, like I don't want to be saved personally.
Yeah.
But I feel like maybe some men like to feel, well, a lot of men, a lot of women too, like to feel appreciated.
Oh,
you know, well, and to feel like that they're contributing or helping you mm-hmm. or providing. A lot of men just inherently want to provide, mm-hmm. right? That's been instilled in them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, for forever.
Oh yeah, you absolutely. Know,
be
yeah.
a provider, take care of someone. And so when you give them the opportunity to fill that role, maybe they do kind of shift the way they look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe
yeah.
not.
Well, that could be too.
You know, but if you do want to like cut back and stop just being a friend for someone, you really do have to, whether you're female or male, you really kind of have to evaluate the way that you act too.
You do. Yes.
You know, like yeah. you can't jump every single time, you know, somebody says jump or ask how high every time they say jump.
Yes.
You know, you kind of do have to have boundaries.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
Because people will really take advantage of, well, all people in general, but like friends, you know, they can take advantage of you and not be considerate about how you feel, especially if yep. you're having feelings that are different than the feelings they're having. You know, mm-hmm. they're just expecting you to answer the phone every single time they call to tell you about their bad date or their bad relationship mm-hmm. or, you know, just complain in general.
Yeah.
You know? Some people just want to have somebody to listen to them when they're bored or, mm-hmm. you know, and so it's hard. You really do have to have,
well, you boundaries. Being nice all the time and being there all the time. Yeah. They're going to totally expect that from you all the time.
And there's something about people like what we want, what we can't have.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is just, it still holds so true. And so you really have to like want something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and so when you're just there all the time as a friend, you don't have that same desirable effect.
Yeah.
You know, as somebody who, like the guy that she just met on freaking Tinder last week,
yeah.
who wants nothing to do with her, but for some reason, you know, she's into him.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, wait a second, I'm giving you everything mm-hmm. that you want.
Yeah.
And I'm right here. Hello.
Yes.
Look at me like you look at him.
Yep.
You know, so
yeah.
It's tough, but I really do think that you can get out of that just by creating boundaries,
yes.
changing the way you mm-hmm. act around the person,
yeah,
dropping those things like you suggested.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, just like cut the bullshit out right away and get your...
So yeah,
because if you know, sometimes it's so easy to overthink everything too. I know me, I am an overthinker. I overthink
Guilty.
Overthinking.
I overthink overthinking too. I really do. I will sit there and go through the scenarios and replay them over uh-huh. my head.
Yeah.
But like I said, you really do have to just go straight to like, what's the worst case that can happen?
Yeah.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah. Am I okay with, you know, possibly shit getting weird if I come out exactly how I feel? Or am I okay with maybe not being friends with this person anymore?
Yeah. Or am I okay remaining just a friend?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like that's a big one.
Yeah.
Like, are you okay staying just their friend?
Yeah.
You know?
Because that's hard if you do have feelings and...
And you express them and you're
yeah.
like, hey, I really like you. Would
pour
you want to go on a date?
Out.
And you pour your heart out to this person and they're like, oh, no, I don't really feel that way. I just look at you as a friend, you know?
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, okay. Well, fuck, do I just slither back into that space?
Slither back in.
Like that, that's funny.
Yeah, I know. That's a good topic because it's, I'm sure so many people wonder this.
And I mean, fuck, friend zoned.
Yep. Yep.
Everybody, and this is the thing, is like, you know, who doesn't love their friends?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, people have different types of different levels of relationship, and it's just like finding which ones to mesh,
mm-hmm.
you know, like weave them together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
You don't want to fuck every single one of your friends.
No.
No. No. I mean, or maybe not any of your friends. So it's just like boundaries.
Yeah.
So maybe this is more, or just is equally on the person who's doing the friend zoning. Like, I feel like as a friend,
mm-hmm.
it's your responsibility to create your own boundaries.
Yes.
With your friends.
Yeah.
Like, why are people friend zoning people? You know, make it clear from the get-go.
Yeah.
Like, is this person just your friend? Did you create a friend relationship, or are you leaving a door open?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So I feel like that comes down to, like, the person. You know, mm-hmm. all this pressure is on people being friend-zoned to, like, figure it out on how to, you know, navigate a situation.
Yes.
But it's like, I think it comes down to the person doing the friend zoning.
It does.
They're the ones who need to, like,
yeah,
evaluate.
That's very true. I mean, I know there are people who do start off as friends first, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe they work together and then they build a friendship. And then, you know, one starts developing feelings for the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, fuck, how do I become this, like, more than just that? You know, but yeah, you're right. There are, you know, when guys go, fuck, I just got friend zoned, you know? So, I mean, I don't know. It's both ways, I guess. It can happen.
So, in your, like, experience in dating and relationships, have you started out more as friends? Or have you started in dating relationships that transformed?
I've been on both sides. One of my previous relationships, we started off as friends. Like,
yeah.
I was in, like, a work relationship.
Oh, okay. It was a work relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, that developed into, you know, us being, like, going out and dating and everything.
So, did he make the first move in terms of, like, stepping outside of that friend relationship?
Yes.
He
yeah.
did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, how did he do it? Did he just ask you on a date?
Not really date. Just like, hey, do you want to go get coffee? Which,
okay.
That's
a great casual
it
one.
It is. And that's
touché.
Something. Yeah. Right? That is something where, I mean, you could go as friends and get coffee, but I don't know. It just kind of makes it
I feel like
outside
it's
of
very
work,
casual,
very,
but without being like, let's get drinks, because drinks is at night and kind of insinuates a different mood.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some people are into that. Personally, I would rather be asked to go to coffee.
Yeah.
Because it just feels more personal.
It does.
It's daytime, likely.
Yeah.
You know, there's sunlight. You can see each other.
Yeah.
Like, it's just less pressure versus, like, let's go get a drink. And it's like, you meet at 8 p.m. and it's dark. And
yeah,
you know,
show up early and start drinking because you're nervous. And then by the time
you have to worry
them.
About what you wear and,
yeah.
like, what impression you're giving off. Coffee is just so, you know, low key.
Yeah.
That I feel like that's a great, you know, way to ask. But if you're already a friend, I can see how that might feel like not big enough of a jump.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. If you're already.
Especially, like, imagine if you already, like, your work relationship, you probably never went to coffee with him before, had you?
No.
You just had a work relationship.
Just work.
But
know?
If you were close friends already,
yeah.
then maybe you probably would have already went to coffee together.
Exactly.
So it's like,
yes.
it's going to be dependent on your exact situation.
Yep.
You know, you're going to have to, like, navigate a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
to decide what's best.
Feel
so maybe
out.
If you're already friends and you often go to coffee, maybe that would be a better thing to ask for dinner.
Yeah.
Because maybe that's something you hadn't done together.
Mm-hmm.
So really about stepping out of whatever your normal friend comfort zone is and asking them to do something outside of that.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what he did. And it worked.
It did work. It did. I mean, we didn't last. But but it did work. Yeah.
Failed.
Failed.
So did you ever date somebody else from work again after that experience?
No, I didn't.
But probably not, like,
not because
thinking
of
it.
Yeah. Just, you know, throughout life, like, okay, I don't even remember working a job like that where I worked in an office.
Yeah.
Since then. You
Ooh,
know,
the office.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds hot.
Right. He's thinking Jim and Pam.
Yeah, I don't think I've had any, I don't think I've had any like that. Like, I which is weird because I'm talking about how I've been friend zoned, but I don't think that I have had like a friend that I ended up dating. I had friends that I wanted to date, but I, you know,
yeah,
I was young. I didn't take my own advice that I'm dishing right now.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I was scared of being rejected and nervous, and I valued my friendship too much. So I made the choice to think like, okay, this friendship means too much to me. I don't want to not be friends with this person. So I just never made a move, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like that happens to a lot of people. It does.
Well, it does because everybody wants to live inside their comfort zone.
Yeah.
You know, nobody wants to be okay with being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I think for real change just in general in life is you really do have to be okay with being uncomfortable sometimes.
Oh, absolutely you do. Yeah.
Or you're not going to get very far. Like you'll just live inside your own little bubble and never explore out of it because of fear.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Another conversation.
Oh, yeah. That one we can totally go into. Because that's like, you know, when you're getting ready to break up with someone, you're uncomfortable as fuck. You know, it's like, I don't know. There's a lot of situations where throughout life you are going to have to be uncomfortable. You're right. So if you look at this one, it's not, I don't know.
Yeah. It's not the worst one. No, there are worse things that can.
Yeah.
More challenging times for sure.
Yeah. For sure. But. Well, we hope that helped. Hoped you guys got some good stuff from this today. Some good pointers.
Climb out or slither in.
I like that. Yes. Cheers.
Thanks, guys.